We are learning Mesechtes Baba Kama Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis, and we are starting a brand new parak, parak Hakoines. Zog the Gemara, Hakoines, Zog the Mishnah rather, Hakoines Tzoyin L'dir. Someone puts his sheep into a deer, into a pen, into a enclosure, V'nal B'fanah Karo, and he locked it Karo, and it will withstand any Ruach Matsuya, any normal wind. And Lamaisa, V'yotza, V'hezika, the tzoyin got out somehow, potter, because he did enough of a shmira. You watched it, you put it into an enclosure, you closed it up, that you potter. It ran out of tzoyin, it's not your fault. Loinav, if you didn't lock it, karo, you didn't lock it, and it could break out even in a normal way, V'yotza, V'hezika, and it went out and it was mazik. This tzoyin went out and it was mazik, it ate from someone's property. Chayiv, loch is then yichayiv, because you didn't watch a karo. Nifritz of Belila, if it broke out at night, Oisha Batsua Listim, or Listim broke them out, the Yotza of Ezekah, and it went out and it was Mazik, the Loch is that you're Potter. The only Shail is that why do you have to repeat this over? You just said, No Bafana Karov, and it went out and it was Mazik, you're Potter. So it has to repeat again now that if Nifritz of Belila, it's also Potter? So Tosis talks about this. Tosis says, to teach us that if it broke out by day, it's chayiv because it has a coil. If it breaks out of the thing, everyone knows about it. So you know about it, therefore you have to bring it back in. So that's one of Tosfos Pshatim. What about Tziu Listim? If Listim broke in and they took out those behemoths, they wanted to steal it, Listim chayavim. Listim become chayiv in the hezekim of the animals. And we'll see in the Gemara that from Vav and Beis exactly why. But Pashup Shat will be is once they are taken out, they get a kinyan gzeil on it, now it's theirs. And therefore, the chayiv for the nezikin. Let's say someone is watching it karo, but he leaves it in the sun. And this enclosure is in the sun. So then the halacha is you chayiv. You know why? Because even though you lack the karo, but putting it in the sun is very painful for the behemoth, it's very hot, and the behemoth will find any way to get out, and therefore you're responsible. Or you gave it over to a cheri shayt v'katan to watch, you gave it to someone who's crazy or a katan to watch, then you're responsible. It's not called watching karo. Then you chayiv. You gave over this behemoth to a roya, to a shepherd. The halacha is the shepherd now is chayiv for nezikin. Nichnas haroya tachtov. The roya is now chayiv for all the nezikin of this animal. Nafal legin of an is, let's say this behemoth was in your property doing nothing wrong, but it fell ba'inis, it fell down at someone else's garden and inside it'll eat lunch. Nafal legin of an is, mishalem es mashananis. You don't pay mashal zika because he's not responsible. But you do have to pay what you were nana, because the ma'aseh saved the lunch for this behemoth, you have to pay for that. Yarda kadarka vezika, if it went down normally and it was mazik, it wasn't an oinus, then you're responsible. Mishlomis mashal zika, you have to pay for the whole entire hezek. How do you figure out the hezek? Ketza mishlomis mashal zika, you don't figure out how much that row of cucumbers sells in the store. It's not how you figure it out. Shaman beisah, but oisah saw the kama yosah, oisah yafah, kama yafah. You take a whole beisah and you say, you want to buy this. One of the rows are now eaten up. How much value does it go down? It's not much. That's how much you have to pay. And Rashi says why. He says, because it says in the Pasuk, Bir b'stei achar. And we darshan, the Gemara later on, darshan, that shomun oisai gab b'stei acharis. That's the way you make that's the way he shots it up. You don't shots up the row that it ate by itself. He shots up, clapping the whole field. You evaluate with the field how much the field went down in value. Rav Shimon qualifies lach a little bit. Rav Shimon Eimer, it depends. Achal peris gemurim, mishalem peris gemurim. If you ate peris that were nigmar, they didn't have to grow anymore, then the lach is you pay for those cucumbers itself. Im saw some, so saim saim. The only time you pay, you figure out agav the sada is only if it didn't finish growing yet. So the pasuk of birb zayachah says you shots it up, clap it the whole field, is dafka when you it was still needed the field to grow. But if it's peris gemurim, if the peris are completely ripened, the lach is that there you pay for the peris itself, how much you would sell in the store. So the Mishnah, now we're going to discuss the first part of the Mishnah. It says that if you put the tzoyin into a deer, which is some kind of enclosure, you lock it up, karo, the loch is your pot. We know from learning in the fourth parak that there's something called shmira ma'ula and shmira pechusa. That shmira pechusa means you locked it up, karo. But shmira ma'ula means you need more than that. You need even to withstand the ruach she'ena metzuya. So here it sounds like a shmir pechus is enough. Zok Tigmar, Tanabon, Eza Karov, Eza Shlakarov, Delas Shechelam Ruch Matsuya, a door can withstand a regular wind, Zel Karov, that's called Karoyu. She'eni Yochelam Ruch Matsuya, if can withstand even a regular wind, Zel Shlakarov. And our Mishnah is talking about they did it like a Ruch Matsuya, but it can't withstand Ruch She'eni Matsuya. A hurricane wind that will not withstand, but still, he did enough. Omrav Moni Vapatish, Mantana Muid, the sagal of a shmir pechusa. Which man the Amar is one who holds that a muid it's enough for a shmir pechusa? Rav Yehudi, that's going good. Rav Yehuda, it's now. We went to the Mishnah in the fourth parak. Koshu balav b'maseira. The bailim tied it up with a string, or of a knob in front of karoh, or locked it up karoh. The yotz of a hizik went out to his mazik. Echa tam ve'echa muid chayiv. Loch is saya tam saya muid chayiv. The Rav may hold you chayiv. You have to do a shmir meula. Rav Yehuda Eimer. Tam is chayiv, muud pata. A tam is chayiv, and a muud pata. Muud is less. We darshan a pasuk shnei v'leishim renu balav ayin sham because it's a emiyat achemiyat el rabbis. Whatever, not mamish exactly like that, but that's that type of drasha. V'leishim renu balav v'sham was and it's watched. And if a muud is pata, Rav Yehuda holds a tam in his shmir mula. A muud is enough for shmir pechusa. Rav Lezer Eimer, ain leishmir le'osakin. Even shmir meula is not enough. By a mu'ed, you need a sakin. So why we're saying our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda? Because saying it's an off-spirit of chusa. I can ask me, it's a tam. Teretz is, we're not talking about the mazik of Karen our Mishnah. We're talking about the mazik of Shane. Shane and Regal are mu'ed mitchilosai. And therefore it's enough with ni'ila karo. It's enough with shmir of chusa. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds a mu'ed enough shmir of chusa. So Gemara is saying right now that it must be our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Eliezer, it's not enough with shmir of chusa. So it must be our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Zok to Gemara, no. I feel the tamer Rav Meir. Even if you go like Rav Meir, you still have mahalach. Shani is shem v'regel that Torah mirat v'shmirasam. Shem v'regel is different because the Torah was a mayit in the shmira. Domar avalazor v'amrilom esitotana. See, Rav Meir holds that by keren you need shmir meula by tam and by muad, but by shem regel bar and esh, he's going to say from psukim that's enough for shmir p'chusa. Says you don't have to do a shmir meula. Velohein bar ve'esh shem v'regel. Bar the chesiv says in the pasuk ki yiftach ishbar or ki yichri ishbar v'lo yichasenu. And I didn't cover it. And it's mashma you covered it. That's sufficient. Hakisol pato. You don't have to stuff it up. If you want to shmir meula, what you do is you fill the bar up with sand. Covering a bar is only called a shmir karo, and that's enough. So you see, bar is enough for a shmir karo. Esh. The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Shalem mishalem aves beira." The one who sent out the fire has to pay. Ad the oven came aver. You only chayiv if you are a maver, which means you actually send the fire out. But if you just watch, if you watch the fire, you don't send it out. You watch it in your property. That's enough, even though it's not a shmira meula. Shane, the chesiv of beer b'steachar ad the oven keinu beer, which Tosis explains that ubir is going on the person also. On the Adam. It doesn't say a biara, which would sound like the behemoth, which lost in a keva, destroyed it. It says a biar. It's going on the Adam. So, biar b'zayacha means that if the Adam causes it to go out, which means he's a pesheya. But if it's not a pesheya, which means he does a shmira, p'chusa, that's enough by Shane. Regel, the chsiv shilach, ad avakin shilach, so he actually sends it out, which means he's a pesheya. Now, how do you know a biar of a shilach is Shane and Regel? We know it from that base on a base. But here, the Gemara repeats it over here. V'tanya went to the Braisa. V'shilach zeh haregel. V'shilach is referring to the mazik regel. V'chinu ayim v'shalchi regel ashar v'achamar. It says in the pasuk v'shalchi regel ashar v'achamar. So you see shilach hashayich is the regel. Ubir zeh hashen. V'chinu ayim kashivar gol atumoy. Kashivar gol atumoy. So you see hashayich is too destroying because loshen gol there. It means teeth or glolim and it means destroying. So we know it means shen. So time where the oven came with shilach avir, haloi oved loy. But if you didn't do it like that, you didn't actually send it out. The loch is you are going to be potter. So the bottom line is we have two malachim. Either I'm just going to go to Rabbi Yehuda holds that by muid shmira pechusa is enough, or it's even Pira Meir and Meir holds that shein regel bar ve'esh is enough with shmira pechusa. So to Gemara, Amar Rabba, Masis Nami Deka. Our Mishnah also is meduyik that it's dafka by shein v'regel and that not by Karen. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, our mystic even talking about Karen, a Karen that's mu'ud. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, Shmir Pechusa helps by Karen that's mu'ud. So it could be one, Shane, Regal, or Karen. But now, is that the Rav Meir, It's dafka by shame regular Mishnah, not by Karen, because Karen always is shmir mula. So when we bring a raya that our Mishnah of shame regular, and then it's more geshmak for the second tara. It's going to go to Rameya. Oh, Rav, my sister Namadeka, the Ketani, son. It says son. Now, Mechti, if anyone's learning Baba Kama, knows the first 55 blad of Baba Kama is talking about Shar. Always Shar. Shar, 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 Zapara. It's always about Shar. Everything's about Shar. All of a sudden, I'm talking about son. What's going on over here? Mechti, but Shar Kaskin, Vasi, told us. This is Shar. Say Shar. Why is it son? I'll read this from the beginning. His name is Dekri. Tonic Tzoyin Mechti B'Sharka Haskin of Asi Vasi Nisti Shars. Let's say Shar. Ma'ish Dok Tzoyin Tzoyin. Why is it Tzoyin? La'av Mishum that Torah Miyata B'Shmirasam, to show you that the Torah is Miyata B'Shmirasam. Because usually when it talks about Karen, that's a Shar. It's a wild animal. Tzoyin, sheep, doesn't have big horns and doesn't really have the power to damage like Karen. Usually Tzoyin is the one that eats. That's the shame. So the reason I said tzoyin is bringing out that shame. My story is tzoyin. Lav mishum that Torah miyat v'shirasam. Lav mishum dekan karen l'ksiva bay shame v'regel l'ksiva bay. Because by eating, it talks about shame v'regel and not bad karen. Lav mishum dekan karen l'ksiva bay shame v'regel l'ksiva bay. That's what it says in our Mishnah, shame v'regel. The Kamaslo on the Shame Varegal Mu'adim Mushmamina. And it teaches us the Shame Varegal is Mu'adim, and it's enough with Shmir B'chusa. And that is why our Mishnah says Dafka Tzoyin, to bring out that we're talking about Dafka, Shame Varegal, and not Karen. When it talks about Karen, that's a Shar. When it talks about Tzoyin, that's Shame Varegal. So we'll start next tomorrow. Let me make a little Aschar next tomorrow. Tanya. Winter Brysa. Om Rabbi Yeshua. There are four things. You're potter in Bezdin, you don't have to pay. What does chayiv din shmayim mean? So actually, in other masechtas, Rashi has two pshatim, what it means, chayiv din shmayim. Rashi in Gittin says, chayiv din shmayim means, he gets oinshim, and then if he pays up, he can do tshuva that way, but he gets oinish. That's what chayiv din shmayim means. Rashi, other places, says it means you have to pay midin shmayim, which means, Minashmaim, you chayiv to pay. Not Bezdin can't force you to pay, but you chayiv minashmaim to pay. So there are four things that you're part of the Adam chayiv minashmaim. What are the four things? Ve'elohim. Ha'pirits gedar b'fnei behemes chaveiroi. The Gemara is going to go through all four of these things, exactly what the case is. The first case is you knock down a fence in front of your friend's behema. Your friend's behema is in the enclosure, they're enjoying themselves, eating hay, and you knock down the wall, and the behema comes out as mazik. So there, you're a grama, because you knocked on the wall, but you're not chayiv b'dinei adam. We'll see exactly what the case is. Another case is, you see a big fire coming, and you decide you're going to push your friend's tevua into the fire. Not directly, but you push it, you bend it down, now the fire is going to go in that path, and hit it. Again, over here, you part me on v'chayim v'shmayim. Case number three, you hire false edim to be made on your friend. So there, you cause your friend a loss by being made edim sheker. You hired edim sheker for that. And we'll see exactly what the case is that you're part of the adam chayyim shemayim. And the fourth case is, you know edim for your friend and you don't say it. That also causes your friend loss. You chayyim v'dinim shemayim. And again, the Gemara will discuss all four cases. So we'll see the first case now. We have four cases here that the halacha is you're part of dinei adam v'chayiv dinei shemayim. Omamar, ha'poritz geder b'fnei behemes chaveiroi. Someone breaks down a fence in front of the behemah of his friend, and now the behemah goes out as mazik. The halacha is you're part of dinei adam. Break tomorrow. Hey, what's the case? Ilim pekozel bari. If we're talking about a solid wall, but dinei adam v'chayiv, it's v'chayiv dinei adam. Now, what does it mean, Chayav Dini Adam? It means on the Kaisel. You knocked on a good Kaisel, so you should be Chayav Dini Adam. But now on the Behema, is still a Grama. I can ask me, what's the big Kasha? Maybe what it means, part of the Adam means on the Behema. What's the Kasha Gemara? So Tosis asks the Kasha. Tosis the Maschi Lema, in the second line of Tosis. And Toyma, he the Chayav Kaisel, name on the part of the Adam, Koya Behema. And for Tosis, the Yeshloim is Shaykh Misti part of the Adam, in my Yashum Chiv. He wouldn't say that. If you chayiv for the kaisel, he wouldn't say part of the adam. So our answer is, Ela of a kaisel re'uah. Talking about a shaky kaisel, that was no hefset, it was coming down anyway. So there, you're part of Medini Adam on the Hezek of the Behema, but Me'echanami, you're part of also on the Kaisel, because the Kaisel was coming down anyway, therefore you're not Chayiv for the Kaisel, Ru'ua, you're not Chayiv for such a thing, because it was coming down anyway. Zog the Maravaita, the next case, Omamar, HaKaifiv, K'masai Shachaver Bnei Adleika. Someone takes the Tvua of his friend, and he bends it into the path of the fire. He doesn't put it directly in the fire. We'll see tomorrow in a second. Hekadami. Ilem de matle beruach metsuya. If the fire is coming beruach metsuya, you see it coming, it's for sure coming right here, and you push it into the path of the fire, but the other time mechayiv, you chayiv din adam also. Rashi says why? Harei biyadayim hiver, but din adam mechayiv, you chayiv din adam. So shaila, which mazik is that? Adam mazik, or maybe it's eshim shemchitzoy. But in either case, it's not your Asia, but in either case, it says if you push it directly into a fire, it's for sure coming, then you chayiv din adam. The case was Ruach Shein Metzuya. So the Maisa, you caused it. You didn't manage to expect it to come. It wasn't supposed to come here. But the Maisa, by you bending it down, you caused it to happen. Therefore, you're a grandma. You're part of the Adam. You chayiv din Shemayim. Rav Ashi has different shot. What the case of Kaif Kamasa Shachaver Bnei Adleika means. Rav Ashi Amar Tamun Itma. You know what happened? There was a fire coming, and you went and smothered. You covered over the tour. Now, when you cover over the tour, when that guy's ace burns it, you're putter. You're putter from Tamun. So what you caused was that now the other guy's not responsible. So you caused the guy a loss, the owner a loss. But it's a grum, Lamaisa. I didn't really do anything wrong. I covered your stuff. So there, you're part of the Adam, v'chayiv din shemayim. So far we explained the first two cases, what it is. The first case was, the Kumar's kasha was, I have broke the walls, v'chayiv for that. Teretz is a kaiser ruah. And the whole hezek was the behema hamazek. We said that's a grum, you're not chayiv for that. You're only chayiv din shemayim. And the case of kaiv kamasa, we had two pshatim. Either you bent it in front of a fire coming a ruach she'ena metzuya, so it's not called direct damage. Or you made a tamun, and that's why also not called direct damage. And Yetzir Shem, tomorrow's year, we'll continue with the next two cases, and then go through all the cases, what the chiddush is of all four cases.